Police in Granada have arrested the Director General of the Alhambra Palace Board of Trustees as part of a money laundering investigation led by the Economic and Tax Crime Squad. María del Mar Villafranca was arrested along with at least four others, a spokesman for the National Police in Granada told the Spain report. The police investigation centres on the awarding of a contract to supply audio guides to tourists. A judge in Madrid has opened a preliminary investigation into Guillermo Zapata's offensive tweets after the public prosecutor recommended yesterday he be investigated on glorification of terrorism charges. Mr. Zapata must appear in court on July 7th. Podemos political analysis director Carolina Bescansa told Cadena Ser the justice system was being used in a partisan manner, adding that she was surprised the public prosecutor was acting in such a decisive manner to investigate some tweets. The Home Secretary, Jorge Fernández Díaz, told the same radio station that when a crime is committed, apologies and regrets are not enough. The Bank of Spain said on Thursday that economic growth had increased slightly in the second quarter to an annual rate of 3.1%. It said the high growth rate was accompanied by the rapid creation of jobs. The bank said additional growth in the second half of the year would be contained when the impact of low oil prices and the depreciation of the euro lessened. The bank's GDP forecast for 2015 is 3.1%. Cadena Ser reported Spain's provincial electoral colleges had not yet been dissolved 1 month after the local and regional elections. Spanish media reported the finance ministry was preparing to bring the 2016 budget forward and present the plan in Parliament before the summer break, allowing the Prime Minister to announce a series of pre-electoral economic measures related to tax rates and civil servants' pay. Annual budget plans in Spain are normally presented in September. The government had previously denied the measures and ruled out an early general election. A new poll in Catalonia for El Periódico suggests Catalonia en Comú, an alternative left coalition similar to the one that has just won Barcelona City Hall, could challenge Artur Mas's first minister's list at the regional election on September 27th. The poll suggests 30 to 31 seats in the 135-seat regional parliament could go to ICV, the Catalan version of Podemos, and the party led by celebrity nun Teresa Forcades if the three parties formed a new regional popular front, compared to 33 to 35 seats for Mr. Mas's first minister's list.